A long, long time ago on the Kodiak Island, there lived two cousins. And these girls were inseparable from the time they were very, very small. They were the daughters of twin sisters, and that was a very special relationship. And from the time they were very little, they were almost as inseparable as twins themselves. Whatever one small girl was doing, you look right next to her, there was her cousin. And as they grew to womanhood, whatever they were doing, whether they were drying fish or digging cranberry roots or weaving beautiful spruce root baskets and hats, wherever you saw one cousin, right next to her was the other one. Now, after a time, they became young women. They received the chin tattoo that said that they could marry. And they were very beautiful and strong young women. And many young men, of course, wanted them for their wives. They were so popular that they perhaps could have, in the way of their people, taken two husbands each. But these young women, there was something different about them. Every night, they would go down and they would sit on the beach and they would turn their kayak on its side and they would lean back against the kayak and they would watch the moon crossing the heavens. And they would talk to one another saying things like, "I think the moon is the handsomest man that I have ever seen." And the other one would say, "Yes, I wish he would come down here and we could marry him." Well, their parents were very worried when they heard these young women wanted to marry the moon, but they didn't stop them from going to the beach. And one night when they were leaning back against their kayak and watching the moon crossing the heavens, suddenly the moon disappeared behind heavy clouds. And the young women said, "Why is he hiding his face so early? I want to watch him walk." And suddenly they heard footsteps walking up the gravel of the beach. And there was a young man standing in front of them, wearing a beautiful mask that shone with light. And the young women knew this was the moon. And he spoke to them. He said, "I've been listening to you say that you are in love with me, and I have come to marry one of you." But the girl said, "No, no, no. We are never apart. You must marry both of us." And the moon said, "No, my work is very hard. And I can only marry one of you. I will marry whichever of you is the most patient." But the girls insisted that they could not be separated, and so the moon agreed that he would marry them both. And taking them by their long hair, he lifted them from the ground, and the girls felt their feet leave the earth. And as he was lifting them, he said, "Now close your eyes, and do not open them until I tell you." And so the girls closed their eyes and the moon carried them into the sky. And he flew a long, long way. And finally, one cousin became a little impatient. She said, "I will just open my eyes a peep, just to see where we are." And when she opened her eyes, she felt herself falling. And the next thing you knew, she was sitting back on that beach and she never saw her cousin again. Because the other girl kept her eyes closed. And the moon carried her all the way to the land on the other side of the sky. And they married one another. And at first they were very happy together. It was very different for the young woman living in that land on the other side of the sky. And the moon's work was so very unusual. She never knew when he was leaving. She never knew how long he would be gone. But still, she was quite content and quite happy to be married to the moon. He had told her, "You may walk throughout this land. You may learn about it as you will. But do not bother the people here. And do not go in the storehouse and look behind that blanket. Those are the only two things I ask." Well, you know, after a while, with her husband gone so very often, the young woman became bored and unhappy. She would say things like, "Why do you have to be gone so long? Why can't I come with you?" And he would say, "My work is too hard. Be happy for the times that we have together." But she was still unhappy. And one night she decided she would take a walk and she would learn a little more about this land. And as she was walking, she came to a great wide trail that branched off into small trails, going in all directions. and she began following the small trails. And at the end of every trail, she found a person lying down with his face on the ground. And she would stop and speak to the people, saying, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And no one would even lift their face from the ground and answer her. Finally, she got so impatient, she poked one of the people with her foot. She said, "What are you doing? Answer me." And the person raised his face, and she saw he had one great shining eye in the center of his forehead. And he said, "I am working. Now will you leave me alone?" And she jumped and she ran back down the trails to her house, but she was still bored. "I think I will look behind that blanket. This is my house too. I have a right to know what my husband has." And she walked to the storeroom and she lifted away the blanket, and hanging on the wall were masks carved out of pieces of light. And she knew that these were the moon faces her husband wore when he walked. There was the beautiful sliver of the new moon. There was the quarter moon. And all the phases of the moon, only the full moon, the mask he had worn when he had left for work, was missing. And they were so beautiful. The young woman could not resist. She took down the half moon mask and she put it on her face. And it stuck there. And she pulled, and she pulled, and she pulled, but she could not take that moon mask off. And she heard the footsteps of her husband coming across the sky. And she ran back into the house, and she threw herself on her bed, and she covered herself with a blanket. And her husband came in and said, "Wife, why are you under that blanket?" "I have a pain in my face," she said. "Go away, leave me alone." But the moon was suspicious, and he reached and he pulled that blanket back. And when he saw the moon mask on his wife's face, he started to laugh. And he laughed and he laughed and he said, "Let me help you." And he reached down and very gently he took that mask from her face. And he said, "Now, what else have you been doing today?" And she told him about walking the trails and the people who lay with their faces in the ground. And he said, "Those are the stars. They are working. Do not bother them when they are working. I can see that you are bored and unhappy. It would be a good thing for you if you had work to do as well. From now on, you have shown me that you can wear the mask. I will let you carry the mask." And since that time, the man in the moon wears the masks of the new moon and the quarter and the half all the way up to the full moon. And then his wife, the woman in the moon, wears the masks as they grow smaller and smaller to the dark of the moon. So watch the phases of the moon as they change, so that you will know whether you should greet the man in the moon or the woman in the moon. Wado.